You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Even when I tweeted out what I tweeted out earlier that we're going to get into, even when I tweeted that out, people like were super, there are people ready to be excited about the Browns, even if they don't think the Browns are going to win a Super Bowl this year.
I mean, I'm ready to be excited about the Browns.
Yeah. Well, but my excitement doesn't come from wins and losses this year. My excitement comes from you're moving away from Deshaun. And I do think this is a great year to kind of divvy up. Hey, who's here 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, and who's not?
I just miss football. Does that sound bad?
No, I always have it where we are.
I miss it right now.
I have this thing where I can never not football. I'm the guy that says, I think you could split the NFL into a spring league and a fall league, have 64 teams, and I don't think it's going to hurt the popularity of the NFL at all. That said, the other part of me is like, man, I know what it means when training camp's back. Because training camp happens, and then we get the preseason, and then my kids go back to school. And then I'm freezing my tuchus off in October at 5:30 in the morning, waking Olivia up and taking her to the bus stop.
Listen, I might regret these words like week five, week six, week seven, if it's not going well. But even I'll find other ways to be enjoyed by the football season, even if the Browns football season starts to go downhill.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those years where so much of the conversation, I mean, half a season last year was, is Deshaun doing it? Does it look good? Does it look any, you know? And then the second half was, can we pull the nose up on this thing at all? And even then, because it wasn't a great quarterback class, this is not going to be that. You're going to have reasons to be fired up one way or another.
I would think so. Yeah.
And even when it comes to things like, do you fire Stefanski and Barry? Even when it comes to things like, if you're in the running for the number one pick, how far do you go to chase it? Like, those are things that are tangible, except even if the football doesn't match up with it.
Like, in between the break, I was watching a video of the every team's worst play from 2024, and I didn't get to the Browns because some of these plays take a while. The break's not that long. But like, even just watching that, the little clips, I'm like, this is awesome. It looks so. It's the worst plays of each team for each season. I'm like, this is so much fun.
So, JP and I, has Jake sent out the Twitter poll yet?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it.
All right. So, if you can double check,
he
Mac
did, maybe
with
he didn't
him.
Tag me in it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I haven't yet. I was going to post it after you guys revealed the list.
Oh, what? You can go ahead and tweet it right now.
Yeah, let's get some reaction off this.
Because basically what we're going to do is JP and I are going to reveal our three Browns players you're buying stock into ahead of the 2025 season. And we're going to let you guys vote at afternoon 923 FAN. We're going to let you guys vote on whose list do you agree more with. The cool thing about this, just before we get into our list, that I threw this out there on Twitter, at Nick Wilson Says, like, was it 10 o'clock this morning?
Is that I don't have the time recount of your tweets. I'm sorry.
You can do better than that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What was cool is there were probably 20 responses. And I mean, there was probably 20 to 25 to 27 different names. That's half the damn roster right now.
But we've already been told, because we haven't told each other our list, but we've been told that we have zero samesies.
Which I think is the perfect... I really do think that this the perfect thing here is that we aren't in agreement. But my number one was Cedric Tillman, and here's why. He moves really, really well. Like, lost on, like, if you watch him, he looks like an NFL receiver. This isn't like Muhammad Massaquah or Greg Little or guys that we've seen where it's like, you're an NFL receiver, but you're like a fourth receiver. Cedric moves and has kind of the body control of a top two wide receiver. I think he's sneaky fast. And if he can just stay healthy, I don't know he's a number one, but do I think he could be a really nice number two and a great complement to Jerry Jeudy with the right quarterback? Absolutely.
I mean, he definitely started to show some things before he then had to go on the IL. I mean, like there's something there. I think the takeaway last season was that there's definitely something there with Cedric. I don't want the Browns to think there's more than there is. I didn't want that to sound harsh.
Well, but I think that's the beauty of this season. It's because you've got Jerry Jeudy and a bunch of guys.
I think the Browns left last year thinking that he's like, that's a bona fide number two, and there's just not enough. There's not enough there yet.
Oh, I just think they realized there was no sense in upgrading the position until you get the quarterback.
That might be part of it as well, but I think they also looked at Tillman in a very bright light, which is cool. That's a good spot to look at him in, but like he's got to also show that then over a whole season.
Tillman, to me, is the placeholder for Luke Floria. He's for Jamari Thrash. Like, there is...
Once our guy Coach Riz put the Edelman tag on Floria, that was it for people. Floria's got to buy Coach Riz a car if he makes it big in the NFL.
You could tell me that next year we're going in there and we're like, we still just have Jerry Jeudy. And I'd believe you. You'd also tell me that one or two of these guys step up and all of a sudden, yeah, you might still need a number one receiver, but you're feeling better about the playmakers around them. So my first one was Cedric Tillman. What's your first one?
My first one, and again, because it's not like you have to be a... Cedric Tillman works perfectly in concert with this guy, actually. MJ Emerson is my pick. And so maybe, just maybe, I'm buying too much into the idea that a lot of defensive players last year never stood a chance because the offense didn't give them a chance. And also maybe, just maybe, I'm buying too much into the idea that MJ Emerson played a lot of last season injured. Just battled through a lot of injuries. Some of the loose reporting we got after the fact was that he was dealing with some things. Whether he was openly talking about it or anything, it's a different story. But the idea that I believe in my heart of hearts he was not 100%. I watched him be too good in the time that he's been here to believe that's what he puts out there on a game-in, game-out basis. I think he's going to have a monster year.
So I like that you're doing this. We made some toast jokes last year with MJ Emerson, but they were really geared at Greg Newsome. I've been out on Greg for a while. I love the personality and I love his willingness to talk. I just think he's a nickel corner who refuses to understand that he's a nickel corner and that there's nothing wrong with that. By the way, we live in the era where the nickel corner is worth a lot of money and you can play 10, 12, 15 years, doing that. But MJ to me, he's a dog. He plays outside. He's big. He's physical. I still don't know. He knows how to not be physical, meaning like I still think he doesn't know his strength. But what I like about this is like mine's the stock is just where it's been for 2 years, and it's just it's a gamble, right? MJ should bounce back. This is the right system for him.
I'm buying low, obviously.
But I think
there's gonna be extreme payoffs.
If you tried
here to
buy his stock a year ago, You're paying box name prices. You're getting them at store brand prices.
That's why I'm convinced something happened. I really am. And I know it'd be very convenient for his people to be like, hey, something, there was injuries there. Of course you're going to tell me that, but I actually do believe it based off of everything that we saw. I mean, I think about like Matthew Collar when we had him on, the Vikings guy, when they did the joint practices last year, and he came out, and Matthew knows all the NFL, but like, you know, MJ Emerson, just he is who he is. He's like, who's this MJ Emerson guy? He was eating Justin Jefferson's lunch. And it's like, I know there's talent there. I just think something happened injury-wise, and a lot of people on the defense look bad in general, so maybe that's part of it as well. But I'm convinced something happened, and I think he's going to have an awesome year this year.
216-474-0092. So we're giving you guys our three Browns players you're buying stock into ahead of the season. That can be you're buying early stock, you're buying low stock. If you say Myles Garrett, that's... It's not really the point, or Joel Bitonio. There's not really the point of it. But we've got some submissions here we can get to. But at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, you can also vote on our poll at Afternoon 923 FAN. My second one's Mason Graham. In fairness, I bought stock in Mason Graham. I mean, I think you can attest to this.
Yeah.
I was talking Mason Graham in November when it looked like you were going to have a top
Graham cracker.
And once, and I never did it again.
Why is it such a bad thing?
I think people have talked about him as if he is a high floor player and have ignored the ceiling. I think he is a perfect player to play next to Miles. I think he is going to be a fan favorite because the guy has a motor that I think if Miles had it, Miles would have 50 sacks a season. I think Mason is going to fit this thing like a glove. There's a part of me that doesn't know if he's just going to get like 7 sacks or 8 sacks or something like this. The scheme is a fit, and he's going to be asked to do stuff here that he wasn't in college in a good way. He was asked to occupy space, kind of like Ohio State's defensive lineman, which is why I didn't love Jim Knowles' system. It is occupy space and then attack. No. This is see ball, get ball, and I think Mason's going to eat.
Not hipster enough of a selection for you.
Yeah, well, but see, the thing is, I couldn't not do it. Because like I've been so bought in on this that I feel like if I didn't say Mason here, it'd be like I'm bailing on Mason.
This might tilt the poll in your favor. I thought we were doing like your grunge bands, your indie bands, something like that. I mean, he's a fifth overall pick.
Yeah, but he's a rookie.
He's a fifth overall pick. I mean, I took a rookie as well, but I went a little bit more indie on it. I could have gone with Judkins and just called it a day. I went with Harold Fannin.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that was, Fannin and Judkins were two guys I really thought a lot about, too.
I mean, Fannin, I think, is going to have a really nice year. Now, again, it might be the idea that Njoku eats and Fannin also eats, and that's just your setup, and you have two awesome tight ends. But I really think he's going to have a good season.
So I think the scheme is a big reason to be really excited about Harold. Now, the two things, he's really young. He's still only 20, I think.
Yeah.
So he hadn't even turned 21 yet, and I think it's going to be really interesting. Like, even when they've had two tight ends, the production for those tight ends have not been through the roof.
Is he that young? I gotta look that up. He's 20?
He turns 21 in 10 days.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That's incredibly young for a kid who had a lot of college experience.
Yeah, because he was there the entire time, and he was BG's offense.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think the only thing I would say is you just never know the entry point of a tight end. The same thing with wide receivers to some degree. But, I mean, there's a reason why, like, a Cole Kmet gets a second contract, and you're like, but look at this, the first. Same thing with David, by the way, David Njoku. I remember looking at his stats and being like, you're going to pay top 10 money for that? But the reality is teams know young tight ends do Fannin and David were both incredibly young tight ends. They do take time. So I don't know he's going to hit the ground, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap, we got Ozzie Newsome here. I love it, by the way, because I do think it's there, but it's like, how long does it take to get there?
Yeah, it's an interesting position, right? Like, if you look at like Kyle Pitts, for instance, and the projections he had relative to what he's doing right now. And I think it's one of those spots where you can have a lot of people that just come out and surprise you in an interesting way. I look at everyone there that was at those camps over the couple month stretch, and it was like, who's impressing you the most? I just kept getting Fannin back in response, and he just kept being so wide open that I think that translates.
216-474-0092. We're asking for 3 players for the Browns that you're buying stock into ahead of the 2025 season. So similar principles to MJ Emerson for my third one here. Similar principles. But I think he's coming off injury, and he's moving to the other side of the line. It's DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones, if DeJuan sticks at the weight he looked at in minicamp, I think it's going to help him stay healthy. And I think he's the rare guy that was a absolute mountain punisher at right tackle that I think his size, his it's not even about the incredible wingspan, but he's 6'8", he's 350, he doesn't look it right now. I think he's got everything you need as a left tackle, and I think he could be what we were hoping Jed Wills would be. I've never really sold stock in DeJuan, but I saw people selling it, and I'm buying up their stock, and then I'm going to laugh at them with my beach house somewhere very nice.
I hope he stays healthy. I love that he looks skinnier now. I love that it looks like he's gotten into pretty good shape. I hope that he's healthy. That's a concern I always, because I mean, he's a slot machine with a helmet.
Yeah.
he's just always been massive, but he's framed down a little bit. I hope he's healthy. That's a concern, and I'll always have that concern with him though.
Yeah, it's the funny thing is he could stay in shape. We never see the biggest version of him where he was at least 400 pounds going into camp. We could never see it again, and because he's 6'8", 350, and has a history of it, we're going to be afraid. What's your last one?
Isaiah McGuire is my last one.
Okay.
I think he was awesome last year. PFF graded him out as the 11th best defensive end in the entire league last year. A lot of the advanced numbers love Isaiah McGuire more than the general public does, and I'm hoping this is the year that maybe that starts to translate, and then maybe people see him for the player that he is. He's a game wrecker, in my opinion.
If Isaiah and Mason both hit this year in a big way, I think that's going to be really, really exciting to watch this defensive line.
I have no idea how you're going to run on the Browns if they both hit. Like, Isaiah McGuire's run defense is insane.
It's like 270. But so he's like Emmanuel Ogba size, but can actually consistently get to the quarterback.
Yeah, he's got so many things going for him, and I feel like just across the board, I feel like Browns fans in general recognize how good he is, but I feel like the general NFL just does not understand how good he is.
216-474-0092. I've got Cedric Tillman, Mason Graham, and DeJuan Jones. JP's got Isaiah McGuire, Harold Fannin, and MJ Emerson. Which of our stock lists are you more? Or which one do you think is the better list, and the one maybe you agree with more, and a high bar for Mason Graham in his rookie year in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? The high bar for Mason Graham, and it's interesting. I saw there was like one of those godforsaken Twitter accounts out there that all they do is like make up rumors. And that's like Pro Football Notifications. Concerns out of Cleveland, or Mason Graham's got short arms and he's looking like a bust, and it's like, and they're no, that's not what's happening at all.
Yeah, well, those accounts are getting worse and worse, especially in this time when nothing is really going on.
Yeah,
they get worse.
And now the only thing I refuse to engage with those anymore, because every time I see them now, I just block them. It's like you provide no nutritional content, and maybe this is a PSA: don't engage with them. It's the era, like in 2025, we should know better than to just take the bait of obvious trolls.
It's like a spam coming to your phone. You just block and move on.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Or
like
switch,
a bill collector.
You could switch.
Just block and move on.
You could switch to the less fun following version on X.
No, we are for you, but we are for you and for you till we
die. It's just the wild, wild west. It's just anytime you're at work, you're like anyone that walks by could just see anything at any given moment.
I think what's really interesting is, there's an obvious way of, hey, if Mason Graham goes out there and has, you know, 5 sacks or more and a bunch of other pressures, and it's obvious his impact, hit Miles' stats take a bump, Isaiah McGuire, the other edge rushers benefit from him.
Yeah.
You're like, that's like the most obvious way that we're going to be able to be like, great pick, let's move on. I think the problem with rookies is that's not usually how it goes in the NFL. There are guys who walk in day one and they have the traditional stats or the PFF stats.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, for instance, was one of them. Well, he did out of the gate. He was an all-pro, pro bowler, won defensive rookie of the year, was awesome.
But like, if you look at it, and this is not necessarily the profile of Mason, but like Fletcher Cox was, I think, the 12th or 13th pick in that draft, and it took a couple years before he got the gaudy stats. Akeem Hicks. Now, he was a third rounder, but there's enough. Chris Jones, early, like.
Well, even Jared Verse, who won the Defensive Player of the Year award last year for rookies, like, his numbers aren't gaudy.
Even Quinnen Williams, a number three pick in the draft. You could tell he was a really good football player that rookie year. But remember, he didn't have the gaudy stats until recently, in so much as there's a time like 2 or 3 years in, because he didn't have the gaudy stats yet, where there was debate on whether the Jets were actually going to trade him instead of paying him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think that's the struggle. Like, there are just a couple positions where it's like, there's going to be ways you can know a guy's good, but he might not look dominant statistically. Wide receiver is one of those. We just talked about tight end and the delayed fuse of guys to having numbers jumps. Defensive tackles, more often than not, is one of those as well.
Well, tight ends is, or sorry, I was thinking about the receiver line for a second, because like there are guys like Jamar Chase that instantly, they come right in, and with the connection with Burrow, I mean, they're off to the races and you don't even think about it. Justin Jefferson, another one of those guys. But how many first-round wide receivers have we had in the previous few years where it's like, oh, geez.
Yep.
I mean, that's way more the norm than it is Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
So I don't want to lower the bar.
But it should be anyway. Anytime you're dealing with any rookies, like this should be it. Like we used to have the idea that it was 3 years in the NFL before you even start to evaluate these guys. Yeah. We've gotten rid of that. We've moved away from that. But just like how with quarterbacks, like there's a reason why everyone props up Jaden Daniels the way that they did last year.
Yep.
You shouldn't make it to the NFC title game as a rookie quarterback. Same thing here.
Well, and it's interesting because there's the push and pull of, I think Mason fits this system to a T and probably fits it better than he even did the Michigan system. Like, I think he is
it'll never be easier than what it is right now for
Mason.
Yes,
exactly. And so I love the fit. I do love the player. I love the high motor. I love awful interview. But what a kid.
One of our all-time worst. That's not even on us.
Right up there with Vince Young. I mean, that wasn't with you, but Vince Young is Vince was just on something at the time, but that's okay. It's a simpler time. It was 2020. But I look at Mason and I'm like, man, Miles is going to get all the attention. So you're not going to get double teamed early here. So he's got the right system. He's got this, that, and the other. But then you go the other way and it's like, well, but he's a rookie defensive tackle.
Right.
But he isn't looked at as maybe a higher ceiling player. And I think people are wrong on that, but we'll see. Oh, and like, who knows how good this team's actually going to be? Like, there are things that I'm like, man, because I'd love to just be come out and say like Mason Graham, defensive rookie of the year. I just don't think that's a bar for him.
No, if he's in the conversation with the other guys, though, that I think that's got to be where you kind of set your expectations, because it is everything is set up for him to have a monster year. He is in fact a rookie, so we can judge him off his other peers. And so, like, if at the end of the season, it's like, hey, Travis Hunter was just ridiculous. He was just on another level. And Cam Ward had a great rookie season. And then you just get, I'm not even asking for him to be the front and center part of this conversation, but it's like, hey, that Mason Graham, should we be giving him more of a nod? That's honestly all I'd be looking at.
216-474-0092. What's the bar for Mason Graham's rookie year? And while we're having this conversation, the Cavs, first rookie league game of the summer is going on, and we actually do have a quote from Kenny Atkinson coming out that I think you might like.
Mm.
Kenny was on the TV broadcast, and he said that in the next 2 to 3 years, Evan Mobley should be in the NBA MVP conversation. I don't know. Is that ambitious, or is that just like, is that what we should expect?
Well, yeah, we're going to file that into the no duh category here. Like, yes, you should be speaking that way, and I'm glad you have that thought process. First off, get him there. This is what the whole point is, that Mobley 2 to 3 years from now will be in the MVP conversation.
So I think that's the goal. The should is just carrying a lot of weight for me. I don't know. At this point, if you had said, Evan, this is who Evan is, or Evan becomes an MVP, I don't know which way I'd lean. I know he can do this.
It seems like as of right now, they're betting on the idea that Mobley will be in those conversations.
I mean, they don't have any choice but to. I mean,
that's
fair. You're so bought in on him. And by the way, I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's like, I think he can do it. And you watch him play, and he is. But like, all right, are you making it easier for him to be in those conversations while sharing the load with Jared Allen? Are you making it easy for him to be in those conversations with an offense that maybe doesn't involve him enough? And these are all questions. They're not ones I have definitive answers to.
I just like that they're laying it out for him, and they're making it very obvious and clear. Like, you are the face of the franchise 2 to 3 years from now. You're the one in the MVP conversations 2 to 3 years from now. And so you got to do whatever you got to do to get there. I like that. I like the expectations. I feel like some people would be like, oh, this puts a lofty expectation on him, and oh, the pressure. Guess what? I need to get Evan used to having some pressure, because right now, anytime we've seen him in the playoffs with pressure, it hasn't gone particularly well.
I think it is about applying pressure. Same thing with Donovan saying, I need him to call for the ball
more. Which is good. They should be doing this.
It's a coordinated motivation effort, which therein lies the rub of, well, should he need it 5 years into the NBA? 216-474-0092. What's the bar for Mason Graham's rookie year, and is the bar for Evan Mobley in the next 2 to 3 years, being in the NBA MVP conversation, And too late. The Guardians.
Or is it?
In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.